This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
You know, I used to say that Antifa is a violent terrorist organization. Wayne Allen Root, by the way. USA Radio, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. The Root's on fire. Welcome to hour number three. I used to say that Antifa was a violent terrorist, domestic terrorist organization. But Black Lives Matter is not. You know, it's a Marxist organization. And there's lots of violence at BLM events, but lots of people marching with them do mean well. There are many marchers who mean well. But I must say, I now think they are also a domestic terrorist organization, albeit with some people who mean well and are not there for violence. They're there to just say, hey, you know, treat black people equally. Don't let police hurt or kill black people who are innocent unarmed. I get that sentiment. But the reality is, it is a violent organization, and they are terrorists too. They're involved in so many violent actions, domestic terrorists. Seattle Black Lives Matter rioters tried to burn officers alive by using concrete to seal their precinct doors shut before starting a fire. I mean, this is how far our police have fallen, not because they're bad, because they've been ordered by politicians, don't shoot, don't fight back. So now they're a bunch of wussies hiding in their own precinct while people seal their door and set it on fire and try and burn them alive. Seattle Black Lives Matter rioters used what appeared to be a quick, dry cement in an attempt to seal a police precinct door shut to burn officers alive. The rioters had climbed over a chain-link fence to attack the East Precinct and attempt to set it on fire. This is on Monday night. I thought maybe this is from Occupy Seattle with the chop zone from like 2-3 months ago. This just happened. This is according to a report from Breaking 911. Radio host Jason Rance tweeted the rioters used a substance suspected to be quick dry cement to seal a door and set the fire in the East Precinct. As some in the crowd vandalized the building and tormented police, others brought quick dry cement to seal the police officers inside the building. The criminals at the 12th Street entrance reportedly mixed what is suspected to be cement mix and water in a bucket with a wooden stick before applying it to the door. Photos show the criminals also destroyed the electronic key card off the door, presumably to further disable the ability of officers inside to exit the building. The report added that officers inside had to kick the door open to exit the building and disperse the rioters. Luckily, already lacking discernible skills, the rioters did not follow directions and may have used too much water in the cement mixture. Photos indicated too runny to fully seal the doorway shut. At least one officer was injured during that night's riots in the city. I mean, you talk about terrible people. So there you have it. It's not just the Antifa. It's Black Lives Matter. They are domestic terrorists. Domestic terrorists. And I also want to grab an article here, because otherwise it'll go unnoticed. And I, you know, because, yes, it's a national show. Yes, we're nationally syndicated. But my flagship station is Las Vegas. And my state is Nevada. This is where I live and work. This show comes to you from KBET at 790 a.m. in Las Vegas, Ed Stahl's station. The great Ed Stahl's. And I want to mention our governor is a bonehead. Our governor, I always thought, was like a bonehead schmuck. That's the best way I would describe Steve Sisolak. A schmuck. A putz. A dummy. Not a very smart man. But a nice personality. And he literally won the election because he had a nice personality. And walked around, you know, shaking hands and kissing babies and slapping backs and hugging ladies. That's the kind of personality he's got. You know, kind of like an old-time Tammany Hall personality, but not too bright. But I didn't know he was evil. I didn't know he was really that bad. He's as bad as as that Gretchen Whitmer. He's as bad as the California Governor Newsom. He's as bad as Cuomo in New York. He's as bad as all the crazy Democrat nutcase governors who want to destroy their states. I could give you a thousand reasons why. He locked down the casinos. He's destroyed the bars. No bars can open. He makes you wear masks at the pool. Most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in 114-degree heat. He banned hydroxychloroquine use when you need it, which means he killed people, and no one's saying that. That makes him a murderer. That's how Democrats treat Republicans. God forbid a Republican ever does something like that. He's a murderer. Well, guess what? Democrats are murderers. They killed all the people in nursing homes and all the old people. They let them die. Thousands and thousands, tens of thousands, just about half of everyone who died in America of COVID is from a nursing home. Senior citizens from a nursing home. And on top of that, how many people died because they refused to use hydroxychloroquine plus zinc plus CPAC? Proven formula. Ask Dr. Zelenko, comes on my show. He saved the lives of 2,200 people using this formula. But Nevada Governor Sisolak, Democrat, dummy, DD after his name, Democrat dummy, now add in fraud, DDF, Democrat dummy fraud, rejects the Republican Secretary of State's request to require ballot harvesters to register. So they passed literally in the dark of the night, with no debate and no announcement it was going to happen. They passed mail-in voting, mail-in ballots, and they, even though everyone knows the post office can't handle it, has no way to handle it, and it will destroy the whole election here in Nevada. So they passed that in the middle of the night, and they passed ballot harvesting in the middle of the night, and the only elected Republican of any substance in the whole state, you know, of any good title in the whole state, is Barbara Sivaski, the Secretary of State. And she asked them to just simply, she doesn't even do much. To me, she's a rhino Republican who does absolutely nothing. She goes along with Democrats all the time. She went along with the, Trump filed a lawsuit to stop all this. She took the side of the governor, Democrat governor, and the Democrat AG, Attorney General. She's on their team. She'll probably tell you she had no choice. Excuses, excuses. Time to start screaming. Your country's being taken away from you. Time to start civil disobedience. Did you ever hear of that, Barbara Sivaski? Civil disobedience? Tell the governor to go screw himself on your thumb. Secretary of State requests to require ballot harvesters register. The most minor BS request in order to act like you're still a Republican. Even that was turned down by the governor, because there is no hiding anymore. These people are out of control, socialist, Marxist, communists, out to take over this country by stealing the election and destroying Republicans. So everybody in this state, like California, just like California, everyone in Nevada, every major office will be a Democrat office, all under their control, and there will be no free speech anymore. It'll be occupied by communists. Communist-occupied Nevada. Because this guy Sisolak is not really stupid. He just looks stupid and plays stupid. He's actually evil. And he took his corruption to the next level on Tuesday and rejected his Republican Secretary of State's minor request. Like I said, she just goes along to get along, Barbara Sivaski. She's always got a new excuse why she can't fight Democrats. Oh, I can't do it. Oh, I can't do this. Oh, I can't do that. Oh, the law says I can't do it. You know what? Go to prison for a few days. Turn into a national celebrity. All these people are so dumb. It's unbelievable. They just go along with everything. Oh, the law says I can't fight it. So she made the most minor request to require ballot harvesters to register with her office. And Sisolak said, we won't even do that. This is after Nevada Democrats called a special session with no public present and inside of 24 hours ran through mail-in voting and ballot harvesting. And the new Democrat law allows people not related to or friends with elderly voters to fill out their ballots and turn them in to be counted. Oh, there's no fraud there. None at all. So Barbara Sivaski, the Republican Secretary of State, sent a letter to Sisolak expressing her concern over ballot harvesting. Oh, my. I'm sure it was just really a harshly worded letter like I would do. Oh, my. I'm shocked by it all. There's gambling in that casino. and said extra measures were needed to prevent voter fraud. This is the most minor request Savosky could ever make. She proposed third-party ballot harvesters register her with her office and fill out paperwork detailing information about their party affiliation. Ooh, that would have stopped so many bad people. But Sisolak even rejected that today. Blasted her for her overly partisan proposal and said her warning echoes the voter suppression rhetoric being heard on the national stage. Now we know you're just evil and a corrupt fraud, Sisolak, in addition to being a big dummy. Just a big dummy. You look at him and you go, big dummy. But he's a big evil dummy, and he wants to fix the election. He never consulted the Secretary of State about the bill. Savosky acknowledged it was her job to enforce laws rather than make them. Yeah, of course, always an excuse. She said election officials would be able to investigate any illegal activity associated with ballot harvesting with the information required by her proposed regulation. Oh, you've got so many investigators in Nevada. Last I heard, we have 3 million people and you have one investigator. And Sisolak fired back like you had to fire back. Like she's firing blanks. She's bringing a knife to a gunfight. But Sisolak fired back, of course. She's bringing a knife. He takes a bazooka out and blows her brains out. He fired back in a letter to Savosky. I don't mean that literally. I mean that metaphorically. In a letter to Savosky saying there's no indication ballot harvesting rules would create an emergency that warranted the adoption of an emergency regulation without public feedback. Oh, but you passed all of your laws without any public feedback. What public feedback was there? What media coverage was there of what you did in the dark of the night? Just mandating registration for third-party ballot collectors. Ooh, that would just muck up the process so badly. Here I think Savosky did nothing, and he rejects that because he doesn't want the light of day to be seen as they steal Nevada.
Right now, we're all experiencing something that we've never been through before, and one of the big changes is wearing a face cover. Many studies show that face covers work to slow the spread, but the kind you use really matters because not all offer the same protection. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with 3 layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children. These are in stock now and shipped to you fast. These multi-use covers are also very affordable at about 30 cents a day. One reason why these are so highly protective is each layer is enhanced with nano-silver technology that can aid infiltration, block droplets and tiny particles, and that middle layer is your built-in filter. Boomer Naturals donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens of thousands of Americans in need. Order today at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. That's promo code WARRADIO20. Boomer Naturals, your source for in-stock face covers.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average, a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $15,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. National Debt Relief has helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our debt reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our debt reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-274-9490. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the debt reset program can work for you. 800-274-9490. That's 800-274-9490. 800-274-9490.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. Optavita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. With more than 50 U.S. patents, Optavita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in new silver technology. And now Optavita Silver comes packaged to be your guardian as a liquid, a skin gel, a throat lozenge. With so much misinformation in the media about silver, here's something I arranged for you. A guidebook on the science of silver. It's free when you purchase the Root Silver bundle. But that's not all. We know that silver works best when you get it in the right places. For a limited time, we're giving you 3 silver applicators, a spray bottle free, a dropper bottle free, a fine mist nasal sprayer free. All 3 free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. These are exclusively for my listeners. Hurry, only good while supplies last. Guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Remember the special website, patentedsilver.com. That's patentedsilver.com or call toll-free 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-5-SILVER.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as the Warrior, conservative warrior, middle class warrior, always Trump warrior. You know I'm not a fan of masks, but you know I went out and found the best mask company that I could find anywhere in this country to be the sponsor of this show so that you would have masks, my fans and listeners would have masks. Because you got to wear them to get into any decent store in basically anywhere in the country. You have to wear masks now. And so you got to have them. Boomer Naturals is my choice. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with 3 layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children. They don't irritate your skin. They're highly protective. Each layer enhanced with nano silver technology, and they are very inexpensive, very affordable, about 30 cents per day. In stock now, and they ship to you fast. Boomer donates 1 face cover for every order that you make to nonprofits and charities. So they help lots of people, and even if you have sensitive skin, it doesn't bother your skin, and people can understand you when you're talking with a Boomer mask. Order today at BoomerNaturals.com. Lots of styles, lots of colors. BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. I got you the best deal from the best company. You have to wear a mask sometimes, so here's the one you can wear. Friend of the show, friend of conservatives. WARRADIO20 is the code to get 20% off at BoomerNaturals.com. WARRADIO20 at BoomerNaturals.com. Your source for in-stock face covers. So I was reading to you earlier in the show, China launched a massive social media campaign in March to get countries to adopt stringent coronavirus lockdowns and destroy their economies. That's exactly what happened. Exactly what happened. And the Democrats fell for it hook, line, and sinker. And it's perfect timing to look at a couple of examples, Sweden versus Peru. Sweden has the best record in the world at defeating COVID, even though they never locked down, they never closed businesses, they never closed schools, and they never mandated masks. and the COVID is basically gone and the deaths are gone. And then Peru is the strictest lockdown in the world and the most stringent mask mandate, and Peru has per capita the most COVID deaths in the entire world. How do you explain that? I mean, I used to use California and New York as an example. You know, California, the most stringent mask requirements and probably the earliest lockdown in the country, California, and yet everybody's got COVID for a while there. It seems to be on the decline now everywhere. But for a while, a month ago and 2 months ago, California was the one who was having a COVID devastating, you know, pandemic. Why? Everybody wore masks. And you locked down the economy. So here's an article, a closer look at the states that stayed open. It's just weird that the states that closed have the most COVID. And the states that stayed open and didn't close their economy have the least COVID. Wow, interesting, isn't it? Not weird. I guess it's actually proof that it works to not lock down. There's nothing you can do that will prevent COVID. Lockdowns won't work. To assess Fauci's claims that stay-at-home orders are a model policy that every state should have adopted, we can look to Utah, South Dakota, North Dakota, Nebraska, Iowa, Wyoming, and Arkansas. These are the only 7 states to never issue a stay-at-home order, and the results are telling, but not in Dr. Fauci's favor. Death rates for coronavirus in the United States as of August 19th by state. And so, I'm trying to find the right information for you. Where is the actual listing of states? Here we go. Here are the states. So it's hard to even read this. It's such small writing, I can't read it. I'll take the word here. One of the first things that jump out is all 7 of the states that didn't lock down are among the top performers in terms of minimizing deaths per capita. In fact, the most draconian states of death, New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, and Michigan, were where the governor are the worst performing states, where the governor even banned the selling of seeds in Michigan. That's that idiot Gretchen Whitmer. A dimwit. They should call her Dimwit Whitmer. Whereas states like Wyoming, Utah, South Dakota, and North Dakota, which did not lock down, are among the best overall in terms of deaths per capita. So there's the story. The places that locked down, Peru around the world as an example, and in America, New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, Illinois, Michigan, had the most deaths. And the places that didn't lock down, Sweden worldwide, and in the United States, the Utahs of the world and Nebraskas of the world and North Dakota and South Dakota and Iowa and Wyoming and Arkansas have the least death. Just like that. The people who didn't lock down got it right, and the people who locked down got it wrong, and the people who locked down were listening to communist China, who was spending millions on social media to try and convince you through bots that you need to lock down. There's no other choice. The world's going to end. Millions will die. When we get back, we have an interview with Fran Coombs of Rasmussen Reports, and you're going to want to hear it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have 2 convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Officials in Kenosha, Wisconsin are bracing for a third night of unrest after a black man was shot by police on Sunday. Today, attorney for the family, Benjamin Crump, updates us on the status of Jacob Blake.
It is going to take a miracle for Jacob Blake Jr. to ever walk again.
Blake's father saying,
"He shot my son 7 times
like he didn't matter."
Wisconsin Democratic Governor Tony Evers calling on protests to remain peaceful, as last night we saw lots of rioting and looting going on in Kenosha. The NFL seems to be doing a good job regarding coronavirus testing, the league announcing on Monday that there were zero positives among the players between August 12th and August 20th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We'll be right back.
and unfiltered. Now, more with War.
The MAGA Mall is one of the sponsors of this show and the sponsors of this segment. It is your one-stop online shopping mall, the MAGA Mall. Don't forget to put the in front, the MAGA Mall. One-stop shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, T-shirts, flags, coins, jewelry, other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. And the vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on the caps is embroidered, every star and stripe, presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls-Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10. So it's a Rolls-Royce quality at a Chevrolet price, and then we give you another 10% off when you say WAR10. For Wayne Allen Root, War 10. For the highest quality MAGA products, go to themagamall.com. That's the magamall.com. All right, we've got our guest here, Fran Coombs, managing editor for Rasmussen Reports. And we have him on, for better or worse, whether he's got good news or bad news, we have him on because he's always got the truth. Fran, how are you, man?
Fine, Wayne. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. So I see a couple of mixed bag lessons here in your latest polls. Obviously, the good news was during the entire Democrat National Convention, every single day it looked like that I checked in, Trump was at 51% approval, which is just about right at the highest of his entire presidency while the Democrats were talking. I thought that was really good news.
Right. Well, bad news for the Democrats, that's for sure.
And then I saw today it dropped to 49%, which is interesting because why was it 51 the whole time Democrats were talking? And you'd think after last night it would go higher to 52 or 53 and instead dropped to 49. But I'm sure what you're going to tell me is, look, Wayne, it's a moving average and it depends which people you call on which day. And so it could have easily been 53 today and it could have been 49 last week, but we happened to hit 51 3 days in a row last week. Is that kind of the answer?
That's kind of the answer. You got your margin of error in there. But still, for Trump to be at these kind of numbers, and you know because you followed this, I mean, he was down like 45% just a couple months ago.
Oh, you had him lower than that. There were days I saw you at 43, and I was shocked. That was the lowest.
Yeah, 43 was the lowest he got.
Yes.
And that's kind of at the height of the lockdown and,
yes,
you know, when the Democrats were shooting their mouths off.
Yeah, at the height of COVID. You know, everyone's scared,
right,
back in their house, et cetera, et cetera. Hey, am I good or what? I remembered 43. Just praise me. Tell me how good I am. Come on. Really good.
All right, Wayne. Way to go. Way to go.
All right. So on this day of Obama's first term, he was actually at 48. So Trump's a point higher. But that shocks me because most of the time when I check in on that comparison, Trump is up by 4, 5, even 6 points over Obama on the same day of Obama's presidency. I didn't even know Obama hit 48 at any time in his presidency. I'm kind of shocked.
Yeah, actually, his numbers got better, and I don't ask me for an answer. His numbers got better his last year, but his numbers went up as his presidency went on, even as he was doing less and less.
Yeah, but don't forget, you're telling me on this same day, so this was not towards the end of his, it was only the end of his first term, not the end of his second term.
Right, but I'm talking about looking over the 8 years of Obama's presidency. If you look, say, at his numbers for the last 3 or 4 months in office, they were very good. They were in the 50s.
Got it. Okay. All right. Well, 45% say President Trump has kept his campaign promises. I would say that's a pretty good number, too.
That's a very good number. I mean, usually you're seeing a number like that in the 30s. I mean, we've done this question over the years, and 40 to 45 is very good.
All right, so the one negative, though, I'm always honest, I always have you on to talk about either one. The negative is, even though your polling shows him, you know, consistently in the last week close to 50% or more approval rating, or right at it, he's still losing in your poll to Biden, 48 to 45, which to me is extremely confusing. How could you have a president rated so high at 51, which is really fantastic in this world today of division, 51% approval, more than enough to get reelected, and yet you're losing 48-44 in the national poll? How does that make sense, Fran?
Yeah, well, remember, you've got undecideds in there, so that, you know, that's going to throw some numbers, and you know, again, they're two separate surveys or two separate pools of people. And, we're going to re-up that number again tomorrow at noon. So we'll see where that stands. That'll be after the Democratic convention's all over, the Republican convention's in full swing. I'll be very interesting to see where Trump and Biden stand tomorrow at noon.
All right, so this is not a poll that was out today. This one was during the Democrat convention last Wednesday.
That one's last Wednesday. Okay, in other words, we update that White House Watch thing every Wednesday at noon.
Got it. And but still, it was at the same time Trump was at 51% approval. That's what's scratching my head.
Well, it's like when you run these surveys 6 months or a year ahead of time. I mean, you might have seen Biden well ahead of Trump, or the Democrat, just an unnamed Democrat, well ahead of Trump. Then you put a real person's name on it. Then you let a real person speak. All of a sudden, it becomes a horse race between two people. People can say, "Hey, 51% of people can say Trump's doing a great job," but you know, they might feel that Trump that Biden would do as good or better a job.
All right, so let me tell you my two observations on this. And again, they're observations of a guy who's totally biased. I'm a conservative, I'm a Trump fan, and I just don't believe that Americans are voting for Biden. I don't believe it. So I would say two things. Number one, even with your polls that I think are the best in America and the most accurate in America, there's still a factor of 5 to 10% of Trump voters do not want to tell anyone that they support Trump. As a matter of fact, they would rather lie than to be called a racist or possibly lose their job if someone found out and it leaked out. So I think there's a certain amount of people in every poll, even your very accurate poll, who will never say they're for Trump. So a 4-point deficit, which is pretty much within the margin of error anyway, is probably equal to Trump being up by 4 points. Does that make some sense to you? Is it possible?
Yes, it does make some sense. But remember, too, now here's a survey we did back in early July, okay? We asked people, are you going to vote for or against President Trump? And just over half of those who said they were going to vote against Trump didn't care who ran against him. If Trump was on the ticket, they would have voted for a chair. They would have voted for a used automobile. Because anything or anybody that was running against Trump was who they were going to vote for. So you've got to factor that in there, too. It's not just when you're talking about, oh, I don't believe that many people like Biden. Hey, they may not. But they're going to vote for him because he's not Trump.
Right. Okay, and I'll go with that. But let me give you the last one. And this one I know you'll agree with me on, which is, in the end, you have to do these polls, but they don't matter because an election isn't determined by the popular vote. So Trump could actually lose 48-44 and still win the election by an electoral landslide.
That's what happened in 2016. On a percentile basis, he actually lost to Hillary Clinton, but he won in the Electoral College.
What did he lose by? 3, I think, in the actual popular
vote? It was less than that. It was two and change.
And I wouldn't be surprised this year with mail-in ballots if he loses by substantially more in the popular vote, you know, but he will still win electorally, I think, by a large margin, maybe a little bit bigger than last time. So I think it's very possible these numbers are actually accurate, maybe off by a point or two, but accurate, and still Trump is on his way to an electoral victory.
Right. And remember, too, I mean, you and I have discussed this before. There are people that just want to mess with pollsters, probably particularly on the Trump side. So they may be telling us, who knows, telling the mainstream media what they want to hear, if you will.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm telling you, there's a certain amount of people.
Yeah,
even
I agree with that, yes.
I personally believe 48-44 is really the other way around, 48-44 Trump, because of that factor of people not being willing to say they're for Trump or people willing to purposely lie to screw up the pollsters, either on our side. Either way, I think Trump's in the lead, but I think that the end result of the popular vote will be Biden winning the popular vote, Trump winning the electoral vote. Let's get to one last point of this of all this polling. 50% of Democrats, 50 expect to vote by mail. Do you know what the usual number is for absentee ballots? It's probably like 20% or something like that, right?
Yeah, something like that. No, off the top of my head, I can't answer you. No, but it's nowhere near 50%, that's for sure.
And what percent of Republicans said they expect to vote by mail? Did they give an answer to that?
Yeah, they did, but it was much smaller. It was 22%. 22% of Republicans said they expected to vote by mail. 43% of unaffiliated.
And it's not like I'm an anti-vote-by-mail guy because I voted in many elections by absentee ballot. But absentee ballot has your name on it and your address on it, and you've got to sign it, and they got to compare your signature. It's completely different than the fraud available through mail-in ballots, which is what they're going to vote on this year. And anybody can get their hands on a mail-in ballot. It's even mailed to people who aren't registered. So the whole thing is just a mess. And it's possible, I think, Fran, that Trump will do really well on Election Day, but you won't have a winner declared for weeks.
Right. Well, I mean, also, Wayne, there's part of me that feels this is definitely strategy on the Democrats' part. They are not going to accept a Trump re-election. This is their case. The mail-in vote thing was all screwed up and stuff like that. He deliberately screwed up the post office, blah, blah, blah. This is just ammunition for their refusal, except that this guy got reelected.
Yeah, and you're on the money, because there's news out today of Hillary Clinton saying no matter what the result of the election is, Joe Biden should not concede to Donald Trump. That's what she said.
Right.
Doesn't matter what the result is. So they're setting it up that this is going to be like a revolution the day
exactly.
after the election. It's very scary.
Did you believe you would see footage like we're seeing on the streets of some of America's cities
Wisconsin.
In your lifetime?
What, Kenosha, Wisconsin? What the hell is Kenosha, Wisconsin?
Yeah.
I didn't even know there was anybody
that
was rioting.
This is like Beirut.
I didn't know anybody rioted in Wisconsin. I had no idea.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. I mean, it's like looking at footage from Beirut, Lebanon 20 years ago.
But my belief is every time a city burns, and please don't let any liberal misquote me who's recording this now, I'm not saying I'm for it. I don't want any city to burn. I'm a law and order guy. But every time a city burns, I think it's a huge advantage for Trump. I think more voters come over to Trump. Every time you see flames in an American city and people throwing rocks at policemen, I think Trump wins another 1% of the vote every single time.
No, I think it really is. I mean, and there are Democrats that have said that. I've tried to get them these people to cool out.
Yeah.
But I just wonder how much longer it's going to be allowed to go on. I mean, who are these Antifa people and who is behind them? Who's financing this?
Just my opinion. But George Soros and all the billionaires, they just don't like the guy who's upsetting the apple cart. They make money off government contracts and big government, and they don't like Trump. He isn't giving the big deals to them, so they don't like it. They have vested interest in keeping things the way they are or where they were under Obama
right.
and what they want them to be under Hillary. Hey, Fran, thanks for checking in with us. Fran Coombs, managing editor, Rasmussen Reports. Have a great day.
You too.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for the MAGA Mall. TheMAGAMall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the themagamall.com. Themagamall.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You could feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Major sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Interesting dichotomy. I've got one article here that shows the states that did not lock down and how they have almost no COVID death and very few cases, and the states that locked down have the most cases and the most deaths. And then I've got another article that shows the violent, rioting, looting, torching hotspots in America. Kenosha, Wisconsin, another terrible night of violence expected tonight. Denver, Colorado, Portland, Oregon, of course, Seattle, Washington. All of these cities, Chicago, Illinois, New York, they're all under attack. What's going on around this country in Democrat cities is unbelievable. The COVID's in Democrat cities, the death in the Democrat cities, the murder rates in the Democrat cities, and now, of course, the rioting in the Democrat cities. You want that coming to you? Boy, you better vet Trump. You better vote Trump like your life depends on it. I bet Trump like my life depends on it. I made a big bet on Trump, and you need to, too. The MAGA ball is the sponsor of this segment of the show, and you should showcase your love of Trump. MAGA ball is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, T-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices. Satisfaction guaranteed. Ron Solomon, by the way, is the owner of the MAGA Mall. Great friend of mine. Great guy. We talk all the time. Go to dinner as often as we can at Texas Day Brazil, one of my favorite restaurants. All my friends love red meat, baby. Texas Day Brazil. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps, Ron Solomon and MAGA Mall, they make sure everything they offer is the best of the best of the best. They're made for premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps embroidered. Every star, every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. Rolls-Royce caps at Chevrolet prices, and you get 10% off the Chevrolet prices. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout. For the highest quality MAGA products, go to themagamall.com, themagamall.com, themagamall.com. So here's a look at the states that did not shut down. I just want to see what they say about them. South Dakota. So they compared South Dakota to New Jersey. South Dakota never shut down anything. New Jersey shut down everything. New Jersey has 194,000 cases. South Dakota, 10,000 cases. New Jersey has 16,000 deaths. South Dakota, 159. Much like Sweden, South Dakota's maintained a famously lax response to COVID-19, relying on the responsibility of its citizens as well as implementing light-handed policies. Much like Sweden, it has also attracted a number of skeptics and doomsday prophets who continue to predict an unprecedented wave of death that never seems to arrive. One writer from Forbes points out skepticism about South Dakota's response when she writes, South Dakota, one of five remaining states yet to issue a statewide stay-at-home order, was one of the largest coronavirus outbreaks in the United States, with 300-plus cases at the world's biggest pork processor, Smithfield Foods, raising concern about coronavirus spreading through processed meat and how South Dakota's meager rural health care facilities will fare with the disease. But yet, I just read you, there's 159 people that have died in South Dakota. And I'll bet you every one of them is in a nursing home and over the age of 70, one or the other. Despite the outbreak in meatpacking plants, which much like nursing homes and prisons are hotspots for COVID, the state ended up doing incredibly well, as we can see today. The Forbes article was written in mid-April, and today South Dakota still maintains some of the lowest death rates in the country, despite its meatpacking plant cases and its rural health care facilities. Senior fellow Robert Wright talks about his experience living in South Dakota during the height of the lockdowns in March and April. He said what was imposed was no restaurant sit-down service for March and April, but we all just ordered delivery or pickup. The biggest loss was no more buffets. Signs and screens went up quickly, and most people seemed to follow them. There was no sense of panic, even after the news hit about the meatpacking plant fiasco. Governor was very assuring. State was very transparent about the numbers. There was no signs of panning or downplaying. Case of Utah. Let's compare Utah to Connecticut. 48,000 cases in Utah, 51,000 in Connecticut, 4,460 deaths in Connecticut, 383 in Utah. Last month, Utah was on a list of red zone states that showed a concerning rise in COVID cases. However, a striking difference is most apparent when compared to a state like Connecticut, which had a similar number of cases, but harsh lockdown policies. Both states had around 50,000 cases, but very different death rates. Utah, which did not embrace stay-at-home orders and kept its response relatively light-handed, emerges with a far better death rate and a far better economy. Thank God. I love Utah. And the same thing with all these other states, Iowa, Nebraska, Arkansas, Wyoming, North Dakota. The five states that did not issue stay-at-home orders did far better than the rest of the country, especially the states with the harshest lockdowns. And the sum up of all this is, you got to be reasonable. You got to mix, is life worth living in the response? Is the cure worse than the disease? Even if a few less people died, it didn't turn out that way. A few more people died in the harsh lockdown states. But if a few less people died, do you really want to go 10 miles an hour on a 65-mile-an-hour highway? You'll never get anywhere. There's no risk in life, but there's no fun in life. I don't want lockdowns. Wayne Allyn Root, The Warrior.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.